I definitely set us up to do like two characters that make fun of Alan.
That's what I was hoping for.
Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. I am your host, Jesse Sarowitz.
I'm Alec Combs.
And I am Jake the Snake Rubin.
We're coming back at you for another episode of Screenplay Podcast. How's
back
it going?
At ya.
What's new? What's fresh? And other cool-sounding Gen Alpha words.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, and you found
who
us,
are we?
We're
what do we do?
The improvised movie. What we do is we chat about a movie or TV show one of us has recently seen, and then from there we create our own movie script off the top of our heads, improv style. We
improv, baby.
All the dialogue, all the settings, all the situations, every plot point, every character, all made up. On the spot for you that lives here on the internet and nowhere else.
Nowhere else.
And this week is a Jesse
Wait,
week.
Who's week?
It's
what
a Jesse
did you watch?
Week. I
what
watched.
What did you watch, Jesse?
Yeah. So,
what was it?
Our topic of discussion is a little Disney Plus show called Percy Jackson and the Olympians. They did.
Oh.
They did it. They did a Percy Jackson remake for TV.
Yeah.
Was it good?
TV. And it was okay.
Yeah, it's good. I think it has potential. That's my main thing. It has a lot of potential.
True.
I think it does. All
right, so what's it about?
Yeah, so this is what it's about. So if you don't know, Percy Jackson and the Olympians is a book series from like 2005 or something.
I think so.
Written by Rick Riordan. And it's about a young man named Percy Jackson who is the son of the Greek sea god Poseidon. And he, in the first book, which is also the plot of the first season of the TV show, which I watched, he finds out that he's special. His dad is Poseidon. His mom dies, quote unquote.
Dies.
And he gets in league with all these what's called half bloods. They're all demigods in the sense, like Greek mythology. So Percy he goes to this place, Camp Half Bloods, camps for it's for demigods. They hang out. They have s'mores and they have sing along, and they have beat each other to death with sticks and swords.
Yeah.
They're training to be heroes, like the old Greek myths. And I think that's pretty sweet. So Percy, he gets sent on a quest because Zeus's lightning bolt is missing. And I'm going to kind of breeze over it really, really fast.
Go ahead.
Do it.
Percy,
if you haven't read the book by now,
if you
should read the
read
book.
It or seen this, like, you're not going to want it. Plus, I know it could get spoily. So, Percy and his best friend Grover, who's a satyr, which is a half goat man, and his friend Annabeth, her mother is Athena, Greek goddess of wisdom. They all get sent on a quest to find Zeus's lightning bolt. And they think Hades has it, the Greek god of the underworld and death. So they have to go out west to California, where the entrance to the underworld is, to go see him. So that's
and
what
does
they
he
do
have
they,
it?
Does he have it? I don't know.
Does he have it?
We'll have to
go,
find out.
You'll have to see. So they get into hijinks along the way. They meet Medusa and Ares, the god of war, and a lot of other crazy stuff. A Cyclops man. What have you. Charon, the boat. The guy who ferries you across the river Styx when you die.
He's sweet.
But it's all fun and games, really. I think Rick Riordan has a fun take on it where he has updated the mythology of Greek myths to be westernized or more westernized, modernly westernized.
Right.
And he puts a lot of fun into it. You know, Olympus is on top of the Empire State Building, and you know, there's like a TSA pre-check line when you get to the underworld and all that, you know, fun stuff. There's like a video calling system through Iris, the goddess of the rainbow. It's like, it's a very silly way to tell Greek mythology, and I think it's a cool thing to get kids involved. And I personally have reread all 5 books this year. Of the original,
really? Just
series.
Read them.
Yeah, it took a month. It's a really easy read as long as you're you know, well read. But
as
I think
long
it's
as
a lot
you're
of fun.
Like at a, reading at a 6th grade level.
If you're reading at a 6th grade,
that's
level,
what they're made for.
You can do it, and you can do it pretty quick. I think the books hold up. I do think the TV show, in my opinion, had some of the fun sucked out of it because of the medium or the writers or Disney execs, whatever. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
but it felt not as fun to me.
It felt kind of lifeless.
Yeah.
But the actors were really good. I think
they're
a lot
great.
Of the casting choices were good. They just didn't have a ton to work with, but they got a lot of potential, I think.
But
Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there too.
I hope they have a lot of because I think they had a lot, like Disney was like, this could be our fucking Harry Potter. Do not fuck this up. Make this as it can be accessed by anybody as you can. It's not just for kids, blah, blah, blah.
True.
So I think hopefully they are given more of the reins and not as much stipulations in the second season.
I also hope
us Grover in a fucking wedding.
In a
bride's gown. Like, if you don't, you're fucked.
I hope we get the Confederate soldiers.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I think that'd be a fun
way to update it.
They could update it. Make it kind of like, hey, that's a little fucked up that you did that.
It's like Clarice has the Confederate soldiers,
she
right?
Does.
Yeah,
helping
yeah,
her.
She does. I'd like to see big action scenes. That's what I'm hoping
for.
You
know what? I did think the action was a little lackluster.
Mm-hmm.
No big fight, you know. I think there's kind of a big fight at the end of the season, and I think it was A, better in the book, but I mean B, I don't know. I wanted more. There's always a need for more.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any questions about major themes or questions about the plot?
Not really.
I mean, the theme is kind of like to go your own way, I think, and to break the rules when you have to.
Yeah,
don't
lose who you are
because
it's like people keep telling you who you are, but you know actually who you are.
Yeah, he sticks to his morals.
He does stick to his morals.
He's just like, oh, my dad is a fucking god. Well, my mom's been there for me this entire time. She's more important to me.
Mm-hmm. If my dad was a god, I'd be like, whoa, dad.
I'd be like, dad.
That's sweet.
Yeah. All right.
Let me swim with you.
All right. Well, you know what? Now we've talked about it. Let's get into it. Let's make a movie. Gentlemen, let's...
Oingo da doingo. Let's get going.
I was going to say, we need our catchphrase.
Exterior. Beach village along the sea. Greece. We have an establishing shot of the village at day. People are hustling and bustling. They're catching fish. They're... farming in their small gardens. They are stopping to look at art and pottery. What year is it? We don't know.
It's just a question mark at the bottom of the screen. Year. But the question mark is made out of little clamshells, so it's like really beachy.
Fun. Beachy.
Yeah.
We move away from the village, we go towards the beach and the sea. And along a rocky sort of beach, there's two young adults, and they're throwing rocks into the sea, and they're having a chat.
man, I can't believe that my mom, she wants me to take up the stand. Like, we've been selling pottery for years in the family. I'm better than that, you know? She should know that. Skips a stone into the ocean.
Have you tried praying?
Praying? I mean, yeah. I pray every single night.
Well, to who?
Mostly to Athena to give me wisdom, you know? Oh,
that's where you're wrong.
What?
You gotta pray to the new god. He's the god of work.
Oh, there's a new god?
Yeah, their new gods just dropped. Watch
new
out.
Gods just dropped? This is ridiculous.
There's always new gods. Yeah.
Those gods up there, they're always giving birth to other gods, like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways, what's this new god's name?
Persimmon.
Persimmon?
Yeah, we gotta sacrifice your mother, so...
This sounds a little bit too crazy for me. Athena just wants me to burn some food for her and, like, maybe do a math test every now and then in her honor. Like, that's
just
it.
Just then.
No, as your neighbor? Yeah.
Just then, a small child runs along the beach and says, Hey, you two, come quick at the city square. There's something happening. Something big. We cut to the city square where, in like a ordained chair that has been set up, there sits Persimmon, god of work. And he has the city guards who has taken our main character's mother in like a like by the wrist, you know, they're holding her.
They restrained her.
Yes, they restrained her. Thank you. Our main characters, they make it to the square and they see this happening. Persimmon says,
I, as the new god, beautiful god, god of your village here, I wish this woman be sacrificed in my honor.
Yeah, dude, is that your mother?
That is my mom.
That's what I mean.
Hey, wait, I object.
You object to what, mortal?
I object to my mother being sacrificed. She's my mom.
Well, I care little for your maternal bond. I am the god of work, and your mother has been skipping out on her duties.
Yeah, because she's been dealing with my sick grandmother, her mom.
The sick in dying need not interrupt the work. I think you, young man, could learn a lesson or two.
Like, what would sacrificing my mom do? Like, what joy would that bring you?
I guess I never really pondered that before.
Yeah, why do we have to sacrifice our loved ones to you? Like, can't we just sacrifice, like, our time, work on something, and that'll satiate you?
All
Persimmon.
Of a sudden, there's a flash of light, and an old man with a beard walks out, and he goes, an old man with a beard walks out, and he goes, did somebody say lightning?
Zeus, no, we didn't. We didn't say lightning. Get out of here, Zeus. Nobody likes you. People start throwing things
wait,
at
wait, 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 wait. Listen to me.
It's fucking Zeus again.
This is my great-great-grandson, Persimmon, and I want you guys to be nice to him.
Oh, he's a fucking Nepo baby.
This is his first village, and I promised it to him.
Of course, he gets his first fucking village because he's the great-great-grandson of Zeus.
He throws a lightning bolt.
Thank you, great-great-great-grandfather. People, God, Zeus, God of kings, king of gods, has betrothed your village to me. I am going to marry all of you.
What?
What?
So that'll. So then we're all gonna have to go to a marriage, and then we're all gonna have to take off of work. Or you want that, Persimmon?
God no! Fuck! Damn it!
See, poking flaws in your godliness.
Listen, you boy, the one whose mother I'm gonna kill. I need to know your name.
My name is Craig.
Craig. I need not suffer you in this village any longer. If I wanted to kill you, I could. But I do
my full
not.
Name is my full name is Craigulus.
Craigulus.
That's a good name.
That's Thank a you. Great name. Holy shit. Anyway, I Persimmon. I'm also the god of deal making.
Okay.
The
art of the deal.
I'm the god of the art of the deal. I have a deal for you.
He just starts talking in a Trump impression for the rest of the fucking
I have a deal for you. It's a huge I don't want to do that.
I don't want to bestow that gift onto you for the entire rest of the episode.
Craigulus. Craig for short.
Yep.
I feel like this is my first chance as a god to teach a mortal a lesson they did not know.
Okay.
And that is part of my duty as a god to teach mortals lessons because they are stupid and brief. And I am smart. I am Persimmon.
Yeah, well.
I think work would be good for you. And the best kind of work for a man who has no job and no prospects and no wife.
all right. Who is, salt in
who
the
is
wound
but
a
virgin.
What? Okay, you don't need to say that out loud.
Everybody, I, Persimmon, want you to know that Craigulus here is a virgin. Anyway,
yeah, we fucking know. Hey, shut up back there.
I will send you on a quest. Ooh. This will be harrowing. This will be deadly. It will be hard work. And I would love it. And if you do return with my enemy's head
on a spear,
then I will spare your mother's life, and I will probably not marry everyone in the village. But okay. Maybe I will.
I wanted to marry you!
I'm into it!
I'm into it!
Yeah, that's right, you too.
A group of girls in the back.
You two see me in my tent after this. Anyway. So, you must go to the island of Formica in the sea, across the Aegean, to the small island where the monstrous lazy lovers live. That's what we call them. They love to be lazy, and lovers. I hate them. Their leader is my enemy.
Uh-oh.
So do that.
All right. So the lazy lovers is like a group of people, not like two people that love
two
each
lovers.
Other.
Well, there it's are two like lovers who are, you know, one's the leader, and then her husband is like her lover.
Okay.
And I guess they, as a unit, are the lazy lovers, but all their children also live on the island, and they've been living there for many, many years, you know, commingling, right. If what you will. Gotcha. And it's a group of people, but I want you to kill the two who are the actual lazy lovers. And honestly, if you just get the woman, she's the one who is like my foil, my evil, my nemesis. Whoa, nemesis is a god. Why do they call it that?
Lightning strikes.
All right, you have but 4 weeks, a month, to do this.
Okay.
And if you do not do it, I will marry your mother and then sacrifice her to me.
Wait.
What?
Okay. You'll marry my mother and then sacrifice her. Got you.
Save me, honey. Save me.
I'll do it, Mom. Me. Take Save care me. Of the stand.
It's hard. I'm in the gallows right now.
Oh, damn.
Do this.
I'll be
do
back.
This, Craigulus. You may bring along two companions.
I pick my friend.
My name's Gordy.
Gordy, a.k.a. Gorgulous.
Gorgulous, yes.
And then Frank, a.k.a. Frankulous.
Frankulous. Yeah!
My two best bros.
Yes, friends forever. They each put their rings together, and it forms one circle.
Let's set off!
We cut to the shipyard. The three heroes are getting on a Greek ship.
There's a scary sea captain.
Hey, you want to go on me ship? You must pay the doubloons.
I have taken my entire life savings that I've gotten from my family working the vase stand, and I'm putting it into this quest. Here's okay. all the gold I have.
Right. I accept your doubloons.
He drops them in his little pirate hat, like the hibachi chefs. Like they just always.
He's just like, one at a time. Yeah, one at a time. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They all clap. They're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Right. We are going to the Lazy Lovers Island, but we
for
must
Micah.
Pray
for Micah.
Yeah, for Micah.
Micah. For Micah. We must pray to Poseidon, though, for a safe passageway.
Well, excuse me. Hi, Frankulus here. You can call me Frank.
Hey.
I don't pray to Poseidon. I don't believe in him.
No, you must pray to Poseidon, little boy.
Don't say that, Frank. Little boy.
Yes.
I'm a grown man.
We're 30. Yeah.
I am I'm 30 years old.
Oh.
I'm 30 and I'm a virgin.
You're a virgin. All right. It would be foolish not to pray to Poseidon. But boy.
Can we just pick another god?
No. We're on the sea. You can pray for the god of ships, but that might not be enough.
Who's the god of ships?
He's a new god.
Of course. Oh, no. Of course it is.
His name is
Persimmon. Persimmon shows up.
Hey,
yep,
guys.
I'm
god of ships also. God of work.
The sea captain starts bowing.
I'm the god of work. I'm the god of art of the deal. I'm a god of ships. Ships and seamen, if you can believe it.
Seamen.
They all start winking.
I heard this guy's a virgin, though.
Hey, this guy is a virgin.
I always spill
so
my...
So's the sea captain.
Wait.
Yeah,
wait, no, no. It's hard on the sea. There's no maidens.
I think, as per, you know, I'm Persimmon. Anyway, I'm gonna get out of your hair. You can pray to me if you want. Or to Poseidon, I guess.
Will you grant a safe passageway?
I can't guarantee it.
That's more Poseidon's deal.
Yeah.
Plus what can you guarantee?
I don't know. Can you art of the deal with me right now? Art of the deal with me right now. What can you give me?
I will give you my soul in exchange for a safe passageway for these boys.
I don't want your virgin-ass soul, dude.
I thought people sacrifice virgins.
No,
isn't that a thing?
No. That's in, like, different religions.
I don't know.
That's all right, pray to Poseidon, assholes. Right. Yeah, he flips them all off, and he disappears in a cloud of smoke.
Frank, you gotta fucking pray to Poseidon.
Come on, Frank, you gotta pray to Poseidon.
I'll do it.
What did he do?
Nothing.
What did Poseidon do to you?
I just don't think he's my god. I have a different god that I like.
Who's your god?
My god.
It's an awesome god.
It's actually not Yahweh. It's my god is Hephaestus.
Oh.
God of ironwork and blacksmithing.
Cool.
Cool.
He and I are friends. He appears in my dreams.
Well, my god is Persimmon, like I said.
Well, Persimmon appears in a cloud of smoke. He's like, stop saying my name. He goes away.
Oh, that Persimmon.
That Persimmon. All right, okay, fine.
The sea captain walks on, and we're off! Boom! He shoots a gun in the air.
A gun!
They're on the sea. There's a montage.
There's a montage. They're out on the sea. It's kind of like they're all like having their moment. They're sticking their heads out. There's mermaids swimming around. One of them sirens a little bit. They all kind of get, and they're like, nah. Like they're walking.
They all get really close to the edge of the boat. They're like, I'm gonna do it.
It's a moment.
Finally,
and they make it. Yeah.
Finally,
after 3.5 weeks, they finally make it. Oh God, we only have less than a week left.
Okay, so we made it. Now what? We have to figure out where these guys are and how to kill them. Also, I didn't bring a sword. Did you guys bring a sword?
I have.
I didn't. We should ask the sea captain.
I don't want to talk to that guy. He's been bothering me for 3.5 weeks.
You see, there's like a peephole, and he's like looking at them. Did somebody say sword?
No, we didn't. We didn't say sword.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did. Shut up, okay. Frank.
Why don't you just make a sword? Don't you worship Hephaestus?
It's true.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really been put on the spot before. I've never made anything. I've never blacksmithed anything.
The sea captain, he walks out. He says, I gave you safe passage. Now I must go. Before I do, I will give you my sword. He hands the sword. He just puts it on the ground. And then he turns into a bunch of parrots and flies away.
Oh my god, was he the god of parrots? What the fuck?
My god. Oh my god.
Maybe that's why he kept calling us boy.
Probably.
Yeah, he was actually a god in secret.
Well, maybe this sword might be magic then. I don't know. Craig, you pick it up. You pick up the sword.
Craig goes to pick up the sword, and once he touches it, all of a sudden there's a shining light between his hand and the sword, and a wave of power surges through Craig's body.
Whoa.
Oh my god. Craig, look at your back. He turns around, and he has parrot wings. Whoa! This must be the gift from the sea captain.
Yeah, too bad they're the size of a parrot. So
they're really tiny.
They're not able to support my weight. Okay, let's move on. We gotta find the Lazy Lovers Guild. Lovers family, I guess. Yeah.
Well, we should probably go talk to these guys who are hanging out on the docks here. These two guys. We cut to, there's these two, like, I don't know, dock workers, I guess. They're hanging out. They're both smoking a cigarette. They're sharing a cigarette. And they're just chilling out. They're waiting for the next ship to come by so they can unload the goods. And Craigulus approaches them.
Hello. Do you guys know about the Lazy Lovers on this island?
What's it to you?
What's this guy saying? What's this guy saying?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
No, he said something. You just said, what's it to you?
He asked us about where the people who we may or may not know are.
I don't know. All right, give me that cigarette.
What? He swallows it.
No, goddamn. All right, kid. What'd you say?
I'm looking for the Lazy Lovers. I've been tasked with killing the matriarch.
We're not going to let you do that.
Why not? Are you part of the Lazy Lovers?
What's it to you?
What's it to you?
I have been tasked by the god of work, Persimmon, to take down the lazy lover.
I am Persimmon! What's up, fellas? This guy's a virgin. He disappears.
Oh.
Did Persimmon say you were a virgin, son?
He did.
Kind of lame, if you ask me. So you think?
Very lame.
So you think what? You're out here. You're gonna be killing just the matriarch of the lazy lovers because some god told you to do it.
Yeah, I'm supposed to like learn a lesson about putting in an honest day's work.
You hear that? This guy's,
I'll teach you a lesson. Yeah, I'm hearing him. It's not making any sense.
Ah, this guy will teach you a lesson. Teach him a lesson, buddy.
Yeah, I'll teach him a lesson. All right, here we go. Sit down.
All right, he says.
You ever heard of the quadratic formula?
Are you kidding me?
This guy never kids. This guy never kids.
I never made a joke about
me. Me, I kid all the time. This guy never.
This
kids.
Is the funny one. I'm not the funny one.
I'm not gonna say. It. Yeah.
How long have you two been here? When was the last time you did anything with your two's lives? You guys are just smoking here on the docks. When was the last time you like went and did something for yourself?
This morning, I went hunting.
Hunting. We went hunting this morning.
We went hunting.
I actually gathered a little bit.
Wow.
I made the fire.
Okay, well, I guess you guys aren't part of the lazy lovers like I thought you might have been. You guys
it easy.
Yeah, settle down, sir. Let's do you want to hear the quadratic formula or not?
Or not.
Okay, I'll listen to your formula.
Okay, tell him what it is, boss.
All right, boss. Here we go. Whenever we're all ready, let's all sit down.
Wait, give me the cigarette.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Gross.
Now, have you ever heard of, all of a sudden there's a lightning flash. Pow! Zeus arrives on the island. 1,000 eagles form Zeus. Are we having fun so far? Hello, are we having fun so far?
Buddy, I think, I think Zeus is talking to you.
Hello, Zeus, king of gods. Yes, I'm having a great time. I'm just having a little bit of trouble finding my way.
Up there, we've been tracking your progress, and it seems you're moving a little too quickly through this adventure that we've been plotting.
What? We were sailing for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, I was talking to your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Kronos. And
what?
He thinks we should start this over again.
What? What?
There's a lightning flash.
My grandfather is Kronos.
We're back to the Times Square.
What just happened? What just happened? I will be sacrificing this woman, and she will then be my wife, or vice versa. I am Persimmon, god of boy. You there? Why are you looking at me like that? All
save
confused.
Me. Save me!
I'm Cregulus. I've already been tasked by you in order to take down the lazy lovers, and I was on Formica, but now I'm here again.
That doesn't sound like me at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you even a god? Are you?
Whether or not I'm a real god or a charlatan is none of your concern.
Because for all I know, in that past life that I may or may not have lived just now, whenever you showed up, you just blew in a puff of smoke. It might have just been that you were following us the entire time. I don't know.
Save me! Save me!
Think, sir, I don't say this a lot, but I think you're thinking a little too hard there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I will be killing this woman now and then marrying her corpse. Are we ready?
No! No!
What? What?
Don't kill her. That's my mom.
The executioner chops off her head.
Oh, God.
No!
Whoa.
Zeus walks out. Wait. All right, everybody. I think we need to do this over
Fuck
again.
Zeus. Boo.
There's a flash of lightning. And there's nothing. And there's bright lights. And we see Cregulus. He's being born.
There's doctors and nurses running around. And Craigulus exits the birth canal. And he has all the mental faculties of the man that he was moments ago.
The nurse takes out her cell phone and goes, "Time of birth, January 4th, 2000. And she closes her phone.
I have to stop 9/11. What is happening? The nurse freaks out and throws the baby. As baby Craig hits the wall, Zeus appears again. I think we may have gone a little too far. So let's go back again.
No, wait, I still need to stop 9/11.
No, it's fine. There's a flash of light.
No.
And then we're back at the village square again.
Back at the village square again.
Persimmon is in the middle of his speech. And I will kill this woman.
And you will kill this woman and then marry her corpse unless somebody...
Wait, whoa, boy. How did you know what I was saying?
I have been to the future, and I'm back. And I'm ready to take my mom back from you.
Okay, but we have to make a deal, because I'm God of Art of the Deal.
I've already killed the lovers.
You have?
I think.
Okay, well, I'll just have to give you another quest then, because, like, the deal is, you know, one task for your mother. And if you've done the task already, I can't give that to you. This isn't, like, some sort of, like, video game where you can do it ahead of time and then turn it in. No, you have to get another quest.
That's such bullshit.
Yeah, well, work is important. I'd rather marry your mom's corpse anyway, so...
I already put in the work that I thought that a past self of you said to do.
Did you say you'd rather marry my corpse?
I would. I would.
These guys.
I would prefer that.
Oh, okay.
These guys, they're
Please
a little freaky.
Me.
I've been
save me.
I've been betrothed to the whole village.
Huh.
What?
I think you should ask him about your next task, honey.
Yeah, what's my next task?
All right.
Let's stay on track.
I'm going to send you deep into... the wilderness that is west of this village.
Okay.
And in there, you must find me the ancient golden necklace of King Midas. You know the one?
I know the one.
You must find his ancient golden necklace and bring it back to me. But here's the thing. There are assassins looking for you. Two of them.
What?
Beautiful, beautiful assassins.
What?
So you must find the death trap the necklace is in and bring it back to me before you get assassinated. You may bring no companions. Good luck.
All right. Craig immediately starts running towards the forest. As he runs into the field right outside of the village towards the forest, he's murmuring to himself, "I gotta do this fast. I gotta do this fast before Zeus finds out about anything."
As he crushes
so then he enters
go ahead.
He enters the forest and it's silent in the forest. He takes a look around slowly as he walks forward. And then he just hears a little giggle. He immediately sprints in the other direction. He's dodging around trees. He's jumping over piles of leaves and flowers and streams and whatnot.
All of a sudden, he hears a big giggle.
He climbs up a tree and hides in it. It's silent. It's silent among the trees. The only thing Craigulus can hear is his heartbeat. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. He hears another giggle in the distance.
We're gonna get you.
Okay, they're far enough away. Let's see if I can find the necklace. He drops back down. And he starts walking towards the middle of the forest.
All of a sudden, boom! He walks right into a net, and the net gets lifted up in the air. And then from the forest walk two gnomes.
Two lady gnomes.
Two lady gnomes, and they're beautiful. The beautiful, the most beautiful, gorgeous lady gnomes.
Well, 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 look who we got caught in our net.
Look what the net brought back from the net factory.
You're the funny one.
Please, please, just let me go.
You're the serious one.
What did you say, boy?
Please, please, just let me go. I'm trying to save my mom.
Why have the mom when we can have you?
You don't want me. I'm.
We do want you.
We do want you.
Oh,
we
really?
Want you bad.
We have a lesson to teach you.
A lesson.
Big lesson to teach you.
Have you ever heard of the quadratic formula?
No, not this again, not this again.
See, she's the serious one.
That's right.
She never jokes.
And she's the
and
funny
I'm the
one.
Funny one.
She's
I only joke. I'm never serious.
Craig is, like, wrestling around in the net, trying to, like, see if he can rip apart the rope.
Don't fight the net, baby. Mm-hmm. It'll only get tighter.
What?
Tighter is the way that I like it.
Yeah,
that's
you're
why I'm
the
so funny.
You're the funny one.
I am, and you're the serious one.
That's right.
You never joke.
I never joke, and you're joking all the time.
I'm joking all the time.
All right, boy.
All right, boy.
We were tasked by our Lord God Persimmon to stop you and teach you a
lesson. Kaboom!
Persimmon's there. Hey, Persimmon! hey, ladies, you guys know that this guy's a virgin?
No, wait.
I can make a joke about that because I'm so funny.
I know. I'm not going to joke about it because I'm so serious. No,
please don't joke about it. Please. Just do be serious about it. It's
well, really, well, she wouldn't joke. I would joke.
I would never joke about it.
She would never joke.
I don't want the joking one to talk right now. Please.
Okay. All right.
I'm just trying to get out of this net, find King Midas's necklace, and lose my virginity.
Oh, you mean this necklace?
She points over the hill.
Yes, that one right there. Just let me go. I will be forever in your debt.
Ooh, forever in my debt. It's the way I like it.
Yeah, you like it that way. You're the funny one.
I'm so funny.
Okay, so what do you think you're going to do for us?
Yeah, what can you do for us?
Yeah. Because we want to cash in our debt right away.
What do you mean? My family runs a stand of a pottery stand.
We have plenty of pottery.
I would take a silly pot, and you would take a serious one.
We do have those. We have silly pots and serious pots.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be your.
She takes out like a trident and starts poking.
Oh. I'll be your servant, please. I'll do anything.
Yeah, we're gnome assassins.
My servant.
Are you gnome gods or like? Are you just assassins? Hired help.
We're assassins. We're gnome assassins.
Okay.
Man, you're really stuck there.
I am really stuck. I don't know. What do you need? What do gnome lady assassins need?
They lean in. They whisper to each other. Only one of them laughs. The other one doesn't.
We will let you go.
Thank you.
You will be our servant.
We cash in. You are our servant now.
Okay. Can I go get the necklace first?
They take a giant, like, broadsword, and they chop the thing, and the net falls to the ground.
Ugh. Okay, thank you so much.
We will go on your shoulders. Come on, let's go.
You guys are going to nestle on my shoulders like parrots?
Yeah, we are.
We are.
The two gnome assassins, they nestle up on Craigulus's shoulders, and Craig starts running over to the necklace. He grabs it, and he starts running back.
Wait, don't hold it. Don't hold it. Drop it.
Don't hold it. Don't hold
Drop it. Drop it. You'll turn to gold.
Okay.
You will turn to gold.
Look at your finger.
Okay.
Sure enough, it's gold.
Craigulus looks at his finger. Sure enough, it is gold.
I'm surprised you weren't joking about that.
I don't know. I was kind of serious about that. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Should I make a joke?
I don't know. Should you?
I don't know. I'm the serious one normally.
Maybe
I'm not laughing
anymore.
You can
both just be normal.
No. No. No.
You should use the stick to pick up the thing. She hands him the stick.
Craig tries to jab the necklace with the stick.
The stick turns to gold and his other hand turns to gold.
Fuck.
Oh, all right.
All right, okay. All right,
should probably cast a spell or something.
We're really kind of fucking this up, aren't we, Craig?
Yeah, we are.
But I mean you, obviously. Look, I made
this
a little joke.
Oh my gosh.
I said something serious.
Oh my gosh. How did it feel for you two to be serious and funny?
Horrible.
Horrible. Terrible.
That was serious.
All right, okay.
You don't have to do it anymore. You know? Okay.
We're
going to cast the spell.
We're going to cast the spell?
Yeah, we're helping.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what is the...
We should cash in the favor.
I agree.
Because he's going to go take the necklace back to his village, and then he's never going to come back. So
first,
I would
like you to scrub my back.
Okay.
And second...
Just kidding.
You're the funny one.
Whew, feels better. Okay.
But there is kind of a... There is a man who wanders the woods, and he's very scary to us, so we want you to kill him.
We would like you to kill him.
Yes, please kill him.
Please. I'll do it.
Do not talk to him. He will try to sway you.
He will sway you. He's a very silver-tongued talker. Mm-hmm. Very glib. Okay.
Interesting word.
Thank you.
Also, if you lie, he will know.
If you lie, he will know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I tell the truth, he won't know.
He will not know if you're telling the truth. Only if you're lying.
If you lie, he knows. But if you tell the truth, he can't tell if you're lying or telling the truth.
That's why I tell the jokes.
That's right.
Because he just doesn't know.
And I am very serious to him.
Very serious.
Of course.
So we're going to go back. Okay.
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 Craigulus starts looking for this person in the woods. He immediately comes upon him. Okay, how do I kill him? I guess I have this gold arm now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's heavy as hell.
You should probably talk to him.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, I said you should talk to him.
Yeah, talk to him. And then
just kidding, we said not to talk to him.
Yeah, you said not to talk to him. Oh, you guys are so funny. That's why you're the funny one.
Right. Yeah.
And she's the serious one.
I'm the serious one. All right, okay. Wait over here while you talk to him.
All right.
You said not to talk to him.
No, go talk to him.
As Craigulus approaches the man takes off his hood to reveal to be his mother. Honey, it's me, your true mother.
Mom?
I am here, wandering in woods.
My true mother?
Please, come with me to the cave. I have many things to show you.
I'm good.
Come with me. Come with me to the cave, honey.
Or what?
Oh, yes! And she turns into an evil demon monster that's, like, really tall and scary. How are you?
I know that you will not know if I tell a lie. You'll know if I'm lying, but you won't know if I tell the truth.
Yes.
I'm a virgin.
Uh,
You hear a noise that can only be described as a monster laugh. Like Seth Rogen. Well, now I'm going to eat you.
No, come on. The demon monster snatches up Craig and and runs away. We cut to inside of the cave. Craigulus is in a cauldron on a fire. He's being cooked to make soup. The demon monster is like cutting vegetables and throwing them in, you know, like cartoon style.
Yeah.
Craigulus, he kind of wakes up and he's determined to get out, but his hands and feet are bound.
Are you comfortable?
No, it's hot.
Lie! I know you are comfortable. It is the perfect temperature. It is like a hot tub to you, it is like, human.
It is like a hot tub. Damn.
I know. I know you lie.
It also smells really nice.
Yes, it does. You're gonna die in here.
No, I'm not.
That was a lie. You know you're gonna die.
What? No. Well,
man, I'm really gonna eat you.
My mom's my real mom.
Yeah, I was pretending to be your mom.
Okay. I'm telling a lie right now.
She kind of like, the monster kind of like takes a second. Huh. Well,
haven't heard that one before, have you?
That's the, no, wait, that's, well, no, you're telling the truth because you're,
but
yeah, that you're telling the, wait.
But you can't tell if I'm telling the truth.
The monster walks away. But if she's telling the truth,
as the monster's conflicted, Craig starts like sawing at the ropes with his gold hand because it's sharp, I guess. I don't know how else would I get out of the fucking cauldron.
We really just kind of left that.
He's able to unbound himself and gets out of the ropes, and he climbs out. However, in the entire scuffle, the demon was able to, while Craig was out, he sees that the demon has on the necklace that he's looking for. And somehow the demon is unfazed by the King Midas powers the necklace holds, because it's a demon. Mm.
This looks pretty good on me.
Demon's looking at.
Yes, it does.
Oh.
Am I lying, or am I telling the truth?
You're telling the truth, because I didn't detect a lie.
All right. Now I'm going to start swinging. Craig starts just swinging then, with his gold hand, old gold just arm. Then
Zeus appears again.
What, Zeus?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
You don't need
great.
To...
No, we've been watching you. We've been plotting this, and we've been seeing how this is going.
Yeah.
And we think this storyline is really jumping the shark. We don't like it.
What?
No, we're going to go was... back. We're going to send you back.
Come on, I almost had it. I almost had it.
And we're back at the square.
Fuck.
Help me.
I will then kill this woman, sacrifice her to my own ego. And
Craigulus fucking jumps Persimmon.
Ah, get off of me, mortal girl. Don't touch me. Why are your arms gold?
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Fuck me. Fuck you, sir.
I'm trying to take down the work. You have a shitty work ethic.
No, I don't.
You're a Nepo baby. You just take what's given to you, huh? And you take what others have. Like my mom.
Yes.
Okay.
I made a deal with the village.
Do you all want this deal?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
This guy seems cool.
I like him as a new guy.
But, my mom is at stake.
I don't really know your mom.
Your mom makes shitty pottery.
Oh, that's her? Oh, yeah, she could die.
We have been a part of this city for years, and you would just throw away the backbone of the shitty pottery industry like that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we would.
Yes, we would.
Well, I guess I learned my lesson to not take for granted what you think a city wants.
Just then Zeus appears again. Hey, hey, buddy.
I learned my lesson, Zeus.
No, you gotta
not
go,
to trust others.
No, you got to go on a quest. You got to go on a quest to learn a lesson.
I got to go on a quest to learn
it
a
right
lesson.
Away. You know I've what? I've got an idea. There's a flash of light, and we're back. Craig is in front of the two dock workers, and the one is explaining the quadratic equation formula.
So you said you want to go to the lazy... Lovers?
That's what
cave?
He said, lazy lovers.
Yes.
Give me the same.
No, we can't let you go up there.
Why not?
Because XC.
Oh, so it's up there?
What?
Yeah.
It's up there? I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, stop.
I'm so serious.
I'm
so, and that is so funny.
And I'm so joking right now.
Okay. Look, guys. I just need to kill the lazy lovers. I don't know if you know this, but my hand has turned gold since this conversation started. I've had a journey.
Whoa.
Okay.
Nice wings.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my god. I completely forgot about those, I'll be honest.
Those are sick.
Alright, okay, we'll tell you where the lazy lovers are on one condition.
One condition.
Do you guys... What is it?
You be our servant.
Yeah, you're going to be our servant.
Oh, come on. I thought you wanted to meet some nice lady gnomes or something.
No. There's this guy that's been walking around.
Yeah, he's been really scaring us when we go around and make fire.
He's really scary.
Like, you know, he was hunting this morning and I was gathering. We both saw him and he scared us.
He scared us. We'd like you to... But he knows if you tell the truth.
But if you tell a lie,
you
won't know.
Oh, okay. So it's flipped this time. Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean flip?
Yeah, what do you mean flip?
Fuck off. Fuck off. I've been on a fucking journey. I don't need to fucking explain myself to you two.
See, this guy's always telling jokes. I'm just so serious.
He's the serious one.
I am the serious
one. All right, fine. What does this guy look like? A fucking demon?
I think it just looks like a guy to me.
It just looks like a guy with like a hood.
Okay.
A guy with
a hood. Okay.
I think he might carry a sword. I don't know.
All right.
He might carry a sword.
Oh, Franculus and fucking the other guy. They're here still because I'm back.
Oh yeah. Hi. Yeah, we're here.
I'm still here too.
Of course we're here. We're here. We've been here the whole time.
Let's go. We're going to look for this hooded man.
Okay.
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 They go off.
They're walking.
They go off. They look for the hooded man on the docks. They find the hooded man.
We cut to immediately the three of them are in a cauldron. They're being cooked into soup.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you, cut to... All right, I probably should have had a better plan, but I've been having a day. I just wanted to get it over with. I thought I could have the jump on him, but no. God, I get
it. The demon walks in. So how does this look? The demon's wearing a new dress.
Looks great.
It looks fine. It looks good.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Which I know. I can detect the truth.
Wait, Craigulus, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't you distract the demon by telling it a lie that could also be true?
I'm telling the truth.
The demon goes... Huh. And just walks away. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Let's go to the top of the mountain and kill the lazy lovers, finally.
Kill the lazy lovers.
They escape the cauldron, they escape the demon's cave, and they start traveling up the mountain to the cave where the lazy lovers live.
All right, cut to the lazy lovers' cave. There are grapes everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's these two people they're lying on a bunch of blankets and they're putting grapes into each other's mouths.
So good.
Delicious. Craigslist walks in and chops off their heads. One of their heads.
I am done with this shit. No time for fucking lessons or anything.
Oh my gosh.
Look, you don't need to die, buddy. You don't need to die. I just need the lady.
Oh my god.
Now where's Persimmon?
Persimmon's here. Hello.
Look, Persimmon, I got your lazy lover matriarch, huh?
Oh, great. I love it. Thank you.
You gonna let my mom go now?
I suppose that is the art of the deal.
All right.
But, wait. But, there's a but.
There's a but?
Why don't we go double or nothing?
I'm in. What's it? Okay. I'm in.
Kill this one, too, the guy.
Yeah.
And what do I get in return? Two moms?
Do you want that? I could do that. I'm a
cop. No.
I can give you a boon. I can grant you a boon.
Oh, my gosh. Interesting. I have a gold arm, parrot wings. What does the god of work... What's his boon?
Well, I'm the god of work and the god of the art of the deal and the god of ships. And seamen. So it could be anything related to one of those four things.
You should take seamen.
Why? Why should I take seamen?
Because you're a virgin.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm your best friend. You're saying that to me?
I've had a day. All right. Now let me just go kill this guy real quick.
Wait. Before you kill me. I'm so lazy right now. I can't even get up and defend myself.
Yeah.
As he starts choking on a grape.
I'm not gonna do a Heimlich maneuver on this guy.
the guy chokes to death. He dies
on a grape. Yeah.
Well, all right. He's dead.
Unfortunately, that does not count. You did not kill him.
Fuck! Right. He starts doing CPR on the guy.
No, it will not work. I'm not granting you a boon for this.
Oh, what? But my mom. Well, wait. Nah, it's double or nothing.
Yes. It's double or nothing, and you took the terms, so now you get nothing.
Fuck.
But we could make a deal.
Okay, I'm listening.
I do need something done.
Like what?
Okay, I need you to sail 3.5 weeks back to your home island.
Uh-huh.
And then, once you get there...
You need a Midas necklace?
There's a gold necklace in the woods. I want you to retrieve that necklace for me, but watch out, there are two beautiful people.
Craigulus lays down in the cave. He starts picking some grapes.
Well, are you going to do it or not?
Craigulus, come on. Your friends, we're here with you.
Yeah. Frankulus,
yeah,
says you should do it too. Come on.
Guys, I've gotten so close, like 4 or 5 times to finishing this quest. I don't know if Zeus wants me to finish it. I don't know if Persimmon wants me to finish it. I don't know if even I want to finish it anymore. I've just... What's the lesson here, Persimmon? What's the lesson? No matter how hard you try, sometimes you end up short...
Oh, that's hard.
I mean, I suppose. I think my lesson, I'm just going to go different from my great-great-grandfather. My lesson was that hard work gets you a lot of places. Because hard work, I'm the god of hard work.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And semen.
Uh-huh.
And ships.
I know that one.
And the Art of the Deal.
There's one more I was about to say.
Yeah. So, are you telling me that you don't want to continue this? You want to... that's the only way to get your mother back.
I feel like there is no way. I've tried so many times with you guys. With you gods, should I say. And I just feel like I'm getting pulled every single which way. I even saw my birth at one point.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it wasn't as fun as you think, buddy.
I don't think it's fun.
It doesn't seem fun at all.
And now it's this year, 2030, and I can't.
He plucks another grape. He plucks another grape. I don't know if my mic picked that up.
Regulus, you can't just, you're going to what?
You can't give up.
You can't give up.
You're going to, we're here for you.
I mean, we technically did a quest already. You succeeded before. We did. You can succeed again.
We can do, and your friends, we're here with you. We're rooting for
buddies.
You. We're all, I think you need to worship a new god.
Maybe worship a new
I
god.
Worship Persimmon. He reappears. He disappears and reappears. He worships Hephaestus.
I do worship
I think you
Hephaestus.
Need to pick a god, and that god will look out for you.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Hephaestus comes to me in my dreams, and he says a lot of things. He tells me stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, what does he say?
No, I can't tell. He told me I'm not supposed to tell anybody.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
He said he could get in big trouble if I told someone.
Wait, tell us.
No, I'm not going to tell you. No.
So should I, like, take a nap right
That's
now
what
and see
I'm
who
saying.
Appears in
I'm
my
saying,
dreams?
Yeah, yeah, take a nap.
God
see who
will
appears.
Appear in your dreams and tell you what you should be doing.
Okay, I'll take a nap. He immediately falls asleep. He has a dream.
We cut to inside the dream. Craigulus is... He's in a lush garden. There are olives and pomegranate trees and more grapes and olives. I don't know, other stuff in Greece. And there's a stone bench, and he sits down, and he waits for a god to appear.
Suddenly.
All of a sudden.
Okay, go ahead.
He feels a presence. He looks up, and there's nothing. And then he looks down, and it's a parrot. And the parrot transforms into the sea captain. Aye!
Am I gonna fucking... You're my god?
I'm your god. Sorry.
I've already been bestowed wings.
Yeah. You know I liked you. You could have asked for more help, you see?
Yeah, but I guess at that point I was plucky. And like I was a go-getter, but I've kind of just been battered down, God of Parrots.
You see, we have a familial relation.
Kronos, my great 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 grandfather. Apparently, am I a god? Did we kind of skimped over that fact?
I don't believe you are a god.
Okay.
But well, maybe
what's my familial connection to you?
Well, you know your Aunt Lisa?
Aunt Lisa.
Yeah.
The one with the weird eye?
Yeah. Aunt Lisa with the weird eye is my friend's brother. Sister. So that is the familiar relation. We're not really related.
So,
but like, I feel like I've seen you all of your life growing up.
Okay.
As we do a quick flashback of him growing up, there's like parrots outside his windows all the time. Like just staring.
There's several the girls rejecting him for having sex.
Anyways, I'm here looking out for you. In exchange for you accepting me as your one and only god, I will immediately transport you to the destination where you need to go.
Okay, I need this necklace. It's in the middle of the woods over in my homeland.
It is done. And before he snaps, he says, "Don't forget about me. Whenever you see a parrot, know I am there.
Okay.
And he snaps. And he wakes up. And sure enough, he's in the woods. Alone. And I'm naked.
I guess
as he stands
God
up,
of parents isn't the yeah, God of clothes. As he stands up,
he is kind of disoriented. He's looking around. And a spear, a javelin, lands at his feet. It's two beautiful gnome assassins. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
You'll never guess which one of us is
serious and which one is funny.
Oh, my God. He knew it.
Oh, my gosh. You...
Yeah, I know you guys.
Are you sure you know
us? She's kidding, of course.
I'm kidding,
she's
of
the
course.
Funny one.
And she's the serious one.
He picks up the spear and he jabs it through the opening like of where the necklace is. The necklace is right there because
the spear turns to gold.
But he doesn't.
Oh.
Because he's holding it.
Are you blessed?
I am blessed.
We can't let you take that thing though. We can't.
We have another quest for you that may or may not.
I'm already on a quest.
Walking around, who looks kind of scary.
They're scaring us, especially when we're out hunting and gathering.
All right, I'll try and I'll see what I can do as I get back to home. I'll try and see what I can do.
Okay.
Well, we would like you to be our.
Yes, please.
Just kidding, of course.
I was serious.
I was kind of serious.
I was kind of kidding. Ooh.
All right, I gotta go, guys. I gotta go. By the way, there's these two seamen that are also serious and funny. You should check them out. They're on Formite or whatever. Formike.
Oh, they
you'll love them.
Formica. Yes, I've heard of it.
Formica. Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of it. Just kidding.
Craigulus starts running with the spear and in the necklace. Back towards home, and he makes it into the town square. I'm here, Persimmon. Give me my mother.
Save it's me, Persimmon.
Save me.
He throws.
Save me.
He throws down. He throws the necklace towards Persimmon. There. Quest complete.
The necklace I've asked for. Thank you for bringing it.
You're welcome.
We could go triple or nothing.
No deal.
Do it.
Mom.
No deal. You're saying no deal to me?
The god of deals, yes.
He's also the god of ship and seamen, too.
Yes, I've heard.
I could give you a boon.
I just want my mom back. That's the lesson I've learned. To always appreciate your family.
That's the lesson you
learned? That's the lesson?
Yeah, that's the lesson. No, I learned that I won't lose who I am. I know who I am. And I don't care about any gods. I care about my mom.
What about your little parrot wings? Have you been visited by the god of parrots?
Yeah, I have.
Do you care about him at all? Or?
Well, I mean, he's cool. I'll give him a.
Did you ask him
his
name?
I'll sacrifice a cracker every now and then. Is it Polly? Is it Polly?
Polly?
He's not my.
He's the god of parrots.
Yeah.
You hear a parrot in the background go.
Yeah.
Polly, the god of parrots. You know.
Okay. Well. Okay. I Persimmon.
Uh huh.
God of the art of the deal.
Uh huh.
God of work.
Uh-huh.
God of ship.
Uh-huh.
And seamen.
Uh-huh.
I am offended you won't take another deal with me.
Do it!
What's the next deal?
The next deal...
You don't have one, do you?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far, honestly.
You didn't think you got this far, did you?
Listen, I want... Okay. You've thwarted me now, Craigulus.
Mm-hmm.
But I still am the god of this village, am I not? I am.
Sure.
So I'll let your mother go, but I must take someone else's mother in her place.
Okay.
Honey, are you naked?
Oh, yeah, I am naked.
Yeah, Craigulus, are you naked?
Are you...
Oh, that, this is so embarrassing. He grabs one of the pots by at, on the stand, and he covers his junk with it.
Take someone else's mother. Let me go.
All right, fair. You are free to go. The the stocks come off, and she's free to go.
Oh, honey! She runs over.
Mom. They hug.
They hug.
Yep.
It's very sweet and long.
Persimmon.
Yes. Yes, I am Persimmon.
You are not allowed to take any more lives. Here's a deal for you.
All right, I'll hear it.
We fight.
We fight.
If I
don't do it.
If I take you down, you leave this village and never come back and never take any of its women as your lawfully wedded wife.
Corpse bride.
Yeah, yes. Corpse bride.
Oh, I forgot about that.
If right. I lose...
Yes, then what do I'll I
be
get?
I'll be your servant forever.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that's tempting. Can I use my god powers in our fight?
As long as I can use the boons I've gathered throughout my journey.
Okay, deal. I take a deal. When does the fight start?
Right now.
Okay, he blasts him with his powers.
He uses his gold arm to block it.
Whoa. Woo.
King Midas has gifted me.
Okay, Persimmon appears behind
him.
And
then he flies.
No!
And come then he fight. Does a fucking... He does a judo move where he's like brings down his elbow down on like from the top rope judo, like he gets the fucking elbow.
Slams him, yeah. Ow.
Fuck, how'd you okay, like that?
Ow. I didn't like that at all. No one's ever hurt me before. I'm a god.
Yeah, you give up, little bitch.
No, he blasts him with his powers again. the same sequence happens. It happens like 8 times. It's literally like, no, blast, elbow drop. Do you give up? No, blast.
Zeus,
it goes on
do
for a long
something.
Time. Zeus appears.
Hello, you would like me to do something? I'm enjoying watching.
You've put me in a time loop. This is practically a time loop. We're just doing the same thing over and over again.
This is your quest you must accomplish.
Fine. All of a sudden, Craig, he looks into his pocket and pulls out the sword from before.
Oh my goodness.
The power that I've had when I first held this sword, it's come back, and I'm going to take you down. He swings at Persimmon.
Persimmon's head gets cut off.
My boy.
He's no longer your boy, and he will no longer wreak his havoc across this land.
The crowd cheers. Yay! We didn't like that guy. I didn't want to be married to him. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. The two girls that were going to be in his
two girls in the back.
Yeah, they're like,
I kind of wanted to be married to
him. No, I needed something, and these guys ain't shit. I don't... Whatever, I guess.
He seemed cool, yeah.
We are free! Hooray!
Huzzah!
Zeus walks up. He's like, Actually, I don't know if I can let you get away with that. So...
Lightning flash. They're back in the square.
No! And I will kill this woman! And I will marry her corpse!
What say you?
He throws his sword at Persimmon.
He launches in his throat. He gets like... And he dies.
Everyone is silent. And then they cheer.
Yay! I've broken the curse. This is done. We're done. He looks into the camera. We're done. He grabbed...
A bunch of parrots fly at the camera.
A bunch of parrots fly at the camera.
It's 3D. Ah, scary. Ah, woo! Credits.
I like
you guys
that.
Are so mean.
I know.
What the fuck?
That was funny.
Making me do all this shit. I was. Not only was Craig fucking pissed, I was pissed. I was just like, come on. Fucking dangling the carrot in front of me to be done with this quest that I went on. And you guys.
Well, because originally, so the original quest line did not finish. The second quest line we set up also didn't quite finish. And I was like, we have to see both of them finish.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, if it got too easy, the Zeus could just be like, no, it's too easy. We don't like it.
I hated it. I was just. Yeah, I bet you guys enjoyed it. You were the fucking gods puppeteering my fucking quest just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. What do we call that one? That's a good question.
Fuck, I don't know.
Quest.
Double quests. Quest. Two quests.
Two quests.
Two quests. Two quests. Two furious.
Two quests.
Two quests. Deal with it.
Two quests. Deal with it.
Two quests. Deal with it. Oh, like deal. That's good.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Deal with it. Yeah.
Deal with it.
I like that. That's fun. Oh, jeez.
Ah, jeez. What a fun. Time to be alive.
Oh, yeah, for you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you hated having fun.
It was fun, but
I'm
I was
sorry,
just like...
I'm sorry you hate make
I was just... In my brain, I was just like, how do I get out of this? When literally Zeus at any point could come in yeah. and restart it. I'm just like, there was one point where I, like, the part where I was running towards the forest the first time, I, like, under my breath, I was just like, I have to get there before Zeus does it or whatever. And I'm just like, fuck, I said Zeus. Now one of them is going to fucking bring out, oh, I'm Zeus! Luckily, you guys didn't at that point, but I was just like, I was treading on thin ice that entire time. Because it's just like, I was just like, I gotta get out of this somehow. It was like a fucking little puzzle box. And I had to like, and the things that were keeping me down were your two's brains. I was just like, I gotta fucking figure these two's out. I know them the best. So I gotta fucking tread as lightfully as I can. Lightly as I can. Thanks.
You did great.
I did kind of give up at one point, and I think you guys were like,
"We
no, keep going, buddy."
We're like, "No, you can do it. We believe in you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a second, when I did the double or nothing thing as Persimmon, I thought for a minute, "What if we do both quests over again?" But I think it turned out fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Were you Greek mythology kid?
I liked it. Me?
Oh, both of you.
Yes, I was a total Greek mythology kid. I was obsessed with it.
I mean, yeah, I remember there was this one because of Percy Jackson. I got like really
obviously, yeah.
Obviously because of Percy Jackson.
Of course.
I remember okay. Sorry. Before I answer your question about what I was originally going to say, I remember when Percy Jackson like first hit my school,
like the books like first started getting popular at my school, I remember being like vehemently like, I'm not gonna read that. It sounds boring. Like, oh, it's fucking. I remember like my two friends at the time, they were like both like, yo, have you read the Percy Jackson books? They were both like, yeah. And I was just like, nah, I haven't read that. You know, fucking Harry Potter's my shit right now. Mm-hmm. But then when I eventually did get around to reading it, I was like, this shit slaps. And so much so, this is going to be my answer originally. I remember, I think like in seventh grade or something, I did an entire report on like the like how Greek God has influenced Western like culture and whatnot, and like all like the brands and whatnot that you know nowadays that are actually like go back to like Greek mythology, like Nike was a fucking Greek goddess and whatnot. There was one other one. There was like a cleaning agent that I can't think of off the top of my head that was linked to like a Greek god, but I was just like, whoa, there's so much more here than I thought. And yeah, so I did that entire report, got an A+ on it.
Yeah.
All because I was but yeah. And then like, you know, the God of War games themselves, I'm like, hell yeah, fucking
those
yeah,
games are sick. I love those games.
Yeah, so so I feel like I could have been deeper into Greek mythology, but
I mean, how
like,
can you get as a kid without Percy Jackson?
Yeah, exactly.
I have one story. Okay, we were in seventh grade. That's when you read all that Greek mythology in where my school, the way my school did it anyway. And we were reading the legend of Orpheus and Eurydice. Story. They get married. Eurydice is bit by a snake. She dies. She goes to the underworld. The gods tell Orpheus, well, you can go there and you can lead Eurydice out of the underworld. But if you look back at her at all during the whole thing, she disappears forever and she stays dead. The legend goes, he goes down there. He leads her out of the underworld. And just as they're about to exit the underworld, he gives into the temptation and he looks at her and then he doesn't get to be with her ever again. It's a story about like faith or I don't know, whatever. Not the point. When we were reading it, we were doing like a popcorn reading of it and we had gotten pretty far into it. People have said, they have said the words Eurydice and Orpheus several times. And so we're reading it and we popcorn to one of this kid and he's reading and he, instead of saying Eurydice, he said uterus. And in seventh grade, we all went, oh my God, that's hilarious. Uterus. We all cried. We like cried. Like I have it. It's burned into my memory thinking how funny it is.
Oh, I feel that's bad for that teacher trying to get that class
do you
back
know
in
what,
order.
Do you know what the teacher said in response? She said, what? I don't know. Sometimes that happens. I remember once I was in school, I mispronounced the word organism and did not, like, explain what she meant by that. Oh. And only half of the kids got it.
That's so
but
funny.
But I do remember being one of those kids that's like, that's funny. I know what you're talking about. And some people are like, wait, I don't get it. And I'm like, I'm not explaining.
Wait, I don't get it. What, did she just say organ?
She said Oregon.
Oh.
So that was fun. That's like one of my only seventh grade memories, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. Well, this has been Screenplay Podcast, the improvised movie. Thanks for listening. We've been your hosts, Jesse.
Alec.
And Jake.
All right.
Ruben.
Hey, thanks for listening to us. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on wherever else you can do that. You can find us all there. Check out our YouTube channel if you want to watch us do this. We tend to do visual bits and gags along the way.
We did a couple visual bits this episode.
We did a couple on this one. So if you do that, go to YouTube. You can find us at Screenplay Podcast. That's the name of the channel, I believe. It's easier to search by channel. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Screenplay PCast. That's the letter P,
not urine. So yeah, hey, and send us an email if you want us to talk. If you want us to base in a movie about something that you've seen or a TV show that you suggest that we watch, send us an email and let us know. We will do it. And let us know
maybe.
If you maybe
maybe
send us an email if you liked us. You want to get a hold of us? I promise you, we'll email you back. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell your neighbors. Tell your lovers. Tell your Greek god patron about our podcast.
Yeah.
Because we love to do it, and we'd love for more people to hear it.
Yes.
So you know how you can reach us and contact us together, but individually, I can be found at on Twitter and Instagram at Jesse Sarowitz.
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, all at Alec Combs, A-L-E-C-C-O-M-E-S. You can also check out my YouTube channel where I have commentary videos. I'm currently working on a really big video right now, so don't expect it for another few months, or maybe it's already out. Who knows when this episode comes out? So
who knows?
If you see a big 4-hour long video on my channel, you know it's out now.
And if you want to follow my silly little tushy, it's at JakeRubin27 on Instagram and at JakeRubin69 on Twitter.
Excellent.
Buddy boys.
That's
all she wrote.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, screenwriters. We'll get you next time.
Lightspeed!
Lightspeed!
A Studio Ghibli film.